You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, mighty men, women of God, we thank God for you this wonderful Monday morning. Is this the beginning of the August, as a matter of fact? Oh, tomorrow's the beginning of August. Okay, all right. Well, we thank God. That's Brother Danny here at the radio station, the manager. I just had to make sure I got my dates right. Well, praise God. I got an awesome man of God who'll be joining me pretty soon here. As a matter of fact, he's running a little bit behind schedule, so I told him I'm going to go ahead and get started. Praise the Lord. Got a few things that I believe that God has dropped in my spirit, and I want to share it with you. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I want to talk about light in our mouths, that there needs to be more light. Amen. The way I heard it, more light in our mouths. Oh, glory to God. And so let's talk about that. Let's go there. If you're listening along and you're driving along, that's fine. If not, you can grab your Bibles. If you're somewhere stationary, you're listening to the radio broadcast. We thank God for WMIE, by the way, and 99.9, 94.7, well, it's WWBC, as a matter of fact. Well, all of these stations. We thank God that it covers this county. Amen. And the great work that God is doing. As a matter of fact, what's been so awesome as of late is that we have had people that have come by the church, amen, and, you know, said that they have heard our broadcast, and we thank God for that, and that, you know, it's really encouraging when you run into people also, and they let you know that they have been listening to the broadcast, praise God, and so we thank God for that. All right, well, Father, we thank you and we praise you. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, glory, may give unto us, his people, a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We pray that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. God, that you'd open up our spiritual comprehension in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Let's read a little scripture here. The Bible says, in the beginning, we're coming from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. In other words, this earthly planet was covered with water, and it was frozen water. And it was frozen. It was ice. And it was empty. And the Bible says, darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God Almighty moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And the Bible says, and God saw that it was good. And God divided or separated, because this word divide means to separate the light from the darkness. I want to talk this morning about what's coming out of your mouth. Oh, glory to God. There's not enough light. As a matter of fact, not so much what's coming out of your mouth, but there's not enough light coming out of your mouth. Amen, somebody. We need more light coming out of our mouths. The Bible says that God, one of the first things that he declared, I want to use that word, declared or proclaimed, was light. Come on, God has spoken. We know, you know, that God has spoken a whole lot of things. Praise God. But the first thing that he shares with us about what he's speaking is here in the book of Genesis chapter 1. He's proclaiming light. Oh, glory to God. He's proclaiming light. Light, light, light. Somebody say light, light, light. Amen. To a earth that was dark, that was without form, that was void. Let me say this here. Before God, before there was any trees, before there was any animals, before there was any fish in the sea, before there was any mountains, oh, glory to God, God proclaimed light. Kind of puts you in the mind that it's something that's fundamental. Come on, it's a basis for something. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, and also it puts you in the mind that there was a purpose for him calling for light. All right, I want to just make this, I want to set down or lay down a little foundation here. And I want to, and bear with me 1 second here. I wrote down a few notes and I just want to get to a place that, all right, that's what I want to talk about. Now, if you notice something, and this was something that hit me on this morning, is that, you know, we see God, you know, making a proclamation for light. We see even further down the page in Genesis chapter 11, even God is calling for the earth to begin to bring forth and to produce. And I begin to notice something. I said, wow. I said, Lord, you know, your light, because we're not talking about just a natural light, but we're talking about a supernatural light. I mean, you know, the sun and the moon was not even created. Okay. All right. The sun and the moon was not created. The only light that there was the light that God proclaimed or called for or decreed or declared to manifest. And that was his light. It was a supernatural light. Hopefully you're all getting this here because God dropped it on me. Hallelujah. Last night, and I was on my way back from Louisiana, and I want to thank God, amen, for the great time. Not Louisiana, but North Florida. I want to thank God for the great time that our family members showed us. But anyways, I want you to see something. This light calls, the Bible says it calls a dividing or a separation. It calls a dividing or a separation. Oh, glory to God. In other words, what was separated was the light and the darkness. Can I tell you something? There's not enough light coming out of our mouths. Let me just say it the way I was hearing it in my spirit. There's not enough light coming out of our mouths. Come on, light scatters darkness. Sometimes we're struggling with dark things. We're struggling with darkness. Come on, darkness in our homes. Darkness in our marriages. Come on, oh glory to God. Darkness on our job. Hallelujah. We don't have enough light, oh glory to God, coming out of our mouths. The Bible says that this light, the light that God proclaimed, oh glory to God, that it's separated. It caused a separation. Come on, it caused a dividing. Hallelujah. You know, because, okay, all right. All right. Let me slow down just a little bit. I'm just kind of going with some of my notes today. Y'all bear with me. Amen. Amen. Let me get back to when I was talking about how this light, sustained. It was sustaining the plant life. It was sustaining the things that God told to come forth until he created the sun and the moon. You know, it kind of reminds me of God's glory. You know, when we speak about God's glory, is talking about the radiance of God. You know, as a matter of fact, if you look up the word radiance, it means light. It's talking about God's splendor, his power, his majesty, his honor, his weightiness, his magnificence. You remember reading about when God would call Moses up into the mountains. Moses would stay up there just a very short period of time, but Moses would stay up in the mountains for, you know, quite a bit of time. As a matter of fact, 40 days, you know, there's accounts where he, you know, stayed very long period of time. And there's no record that Moses ate anything. Praise God. As a matter of fact, I believe that, you know, one time when he went up, he only had some stone tablets that he cut out. Praise God. And he took those up to Mount Sinai with him. Oh, glory to God. And so what was sustaining Moses? Oh, glory to God. It was the glory of God. It was the radiance of God. It was the splendor of God, the might of God, the power of God, His majesty, His honor, come on, His weightiness. Come on, this was what was sustaining Moses. And so we see the earth, we see God calling for light. Come on, because I got to thinking about this thing, that it something here has to be very important, oh glory to God, for God at the very beginning to call for light, for God to say, let there be light. Come on, to make a proclamation for light. And so, because it came in my spirit that there needs to be more light in our mouths. You know, okay, let's go there. One of the things I got to thinking about, even as I was driving back from North Florida, is that we see that light is very important. Even when it comes down to our vehicles, we see that light is very important. As a matter of fact, it's a law. They have made it a law that you got to have lights on your vehicles if you're going to use the highway. And so lights help you to see. It keeps you safe. It's for your safety. It's to keep you from accidents. Come on, they even now have daytime running lights. Praise God. Well, you're required to keep your lights on in the daytime. And so, I got to thinking about the different types of lights. When I was growing up, I think the biggest thing was that it was called the halogen lights, and it was just a basic light. Praise God! And then lights begin to evolve. Lights begin to become better, as a matter of fact, because it's amazing. It's amazing that. Okay, all right. Oh boy, do I want to say that? Do I want to go there? It's amazing that the Bible says that the Word of God, and let me go to that verse of Scripture right quick here. I want to quote this here right. The Word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Okay, keeping in mind that the Word of God is supernatural. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's another one, though. Let me see. Hold on. Just bear with me one moment. Let me see. I don't know where I got it at. But anyways, the Word of God is a lamp. It's a lamp. It's a light. Come on. The Bible says, moreover, those that put their faith in Jesus are called out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare praise of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Oh, glory to God. We're called out of darkness into His marvelous light. The Bible says that we are children of God. We're the light of the world. Come on, somebody. And so, because I'm saying all of this, because why is so much darkness coming out of our mouths? Why is so much darkness coming out of our mouths? We see God calling for light. We see that this light calls a dividing or a separation. I just believe that there is a separation coming, as a matter of fact. Boy, I got to check in my spirit on that. There's a separation coming. We're starting to see the true children of light. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And the people that are claiming to be Christians that are siding with darkness. Oh, glory to God. All right, I just had to go ahead and say that because I was getting a check in my spirit. Hallelujah. There is a dividing. As a matter of fact, I was been preaching it for years. Oh, glory to God. Where should I go there? God, I got such a strong check in my spirit. I am going to go there. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Let's go there. 1 Kings 17. I'm working off a little sleep, so y'all bear with me. Oh, glory to God. 1 Kings 17. The Bible says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before the Jordan. Now, this word Cherith, it means cutting away. We're talking about a separation here. Oh, glory to God. That is before the Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. And so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. Now, can I tell you something? God placed him in a place, and God provided for him, and he was not affected. There was a famine in the land, but Elijah was not going through the famine like the people were going through the famine. Come on, it was a dividing, or it was a separation. What's up, man of God? How you doing? All right. See, come up in here with this here word here. I'm like, now you want to show up. I'm going to talk about you. Got you here on the... Hallelujah. Go ahead and prep yourself. As a matter of fact, go ahead and say hi to everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Pastor Raymond Lyons from Greater Faith in Christ Ministries. I bring you greetings from myself and my wife, Prophetess LaShonda Lyons. Hope you all having a blessed and prosperous day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so anyways, I was just sitting here, man of God, and I was just sharing with the radio audience how when God called for light, that this light, it separated, it caused a separation or a dividing. The Bible says that God looked upon it and he saw that it was good. And the Bible says that that it divided the light from the darkness. There was a separation. There was a division. Amen. And I began to get this strong check in my spirit. Amen. About a dividing. And it's something that, you know, God has had me preaching probably about 5-6 years about. There's a separation, a division that's coming. Oh, glory to God. But anyways, one of the things that God was sharing with me, man of God, is that there needs to be more light in our mouths. It was so powerful that if the light, oh, glory to God, which God proclaimed at the very beginning caused the separation, how much more a separation or a dividing? Because, you know, I look at it this way. Sometimes we're walking around in the shadows, shadows or in dark places. Come on. We're tolerating the darkness. Come on. When we're children of light. Oh, glory to God. How can, as a matter of fact, the Bible says, and I feel my flow coming on now. The Bible says that we're like a city. We're like a light. Come on. Set up on a hill. Come on. But if there's no light, if we're not emulating light, how can we shine even though we're set up on a hill?
Okay. Apostle, that is so good and so much revelation even in that questioning of that. But as you begin to speak, my mind went back to the parable of the landowner that his servant said, hey, master, we got wheat and tare. Something has taken place. He said, well, an enemy has came and sown. You know, while they slept, the enemy sowed tares in with the wheat. And as you said, a separation is going to take place. We're in a time right now where the wheat and the tares, even when we look at that parable, they may look similar. But at the appointed time, there's going to be that separation. Mm-hmm. And so the light, it's going to be a great separation of the light and the darkness, because you have a lot of those that operate in darkness mimicking the light. Mm-hmm. We know that Lucifer was, the light bearer, the son of the morning star. But he only held that for an appointed time, so that we know that although he does not hold that position, he knows what it takes, and he knows how to anoint those who serve him to be that false light or be those tares in the time of wheat. So I believe as you're speaking this, as you're sharing this, there's going to be a great separation, and there's going to be a lot of people that we thought were the light bearers and were actually operating in darkness. But as you said, though, but as we are a city set on a hill, we should be the first ones as the children of God to recognize and separate ourselves or show the separation between the light and those, how would we call it, the light mimickers or the ones that are imitating the light. Because we all know that light, you're transparent. Light shows you in your purest form. Light sees through you. But then when you're in the light, there's nothing that you can hide. You know, so even though we as men and women of God, we're not perfect. We've made a lot of mistakes. We have nothing to hide, you know, because if we have stuff to hide, then how can we give God glory for what he's done for us if we're still hiding things that we've done?
Right.
And so the light, we are that light. The light is within our mouths. But what are we speaking as far as light? One of the biggest issues with the children of Israel was they murmured and complained. And as you murmur and complain, who is getting the glory out of what God has done? A lot of what we don't understand is not speaking light is we're not grateful right where we are. Even part of, we had outreach ministry yesterday, and part of my prayer was, God, forgive us for not being appreciative and grateful for what we have and not speaking and giving you thanks for right where we're at and what we have and what you blessed us with, because we're too busy looking at what we don't have and what the world has. And so part of that light is releasing the praise and appreciation and giving thanks for God for right where we are, and then begin to decree and declare those things that be not as if they already were. And so this is a great great topic, and I appreciate you
inviting me. I knew I invited the right one. Praise the Lord. Your latest is, come on, slide over a little bit so we can get you on the camera. People hear who's doing some talking here. I was just sitting there, man of God, you know, because I was, I was saying I'm working with a little bit of sleep, amen. But you know, I was looking at how the light of you know, vehicles has progressed. We're living in a day and age where, you know, you can look and you can see things are progressing, and it's amazing because sometimes it looked like we're in the body of Christ, we're kind of standing still. You know, I remember you probably remember the halogen headlights. And then you still have the halogen headlights. You still have cars that are made with the halogen headlights. But then you had a light lights that were called the HID, high definition, something like that lights, and then the Exxon lights. And now we're at the LED lights. Come on. And what am I saying? It's getting better. And it's, and we as Christians of God, we as mighty men, women of God, come on, a lot of times it's because we don't know who we are. And it's hard if, when you don't know who you are, you know, you're going to say who you, you're going to talk like who you think you is. Am I saying that right?
No, you're
I'm working with a little sleep here, so I mean, you know, but anyway, and so guess what? If this light, come on, if it's progressing, if it's getting better, come on, we ought to get better. We ought to be coming into a greater knowledge and understanding of what we need to be saying as light bearers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I think we're about out of time. Praise the Lord. 3 minutes. All right. Well, praise God. We thank God for you listening in. We're going to go into another session here in a moment. And stay tuned, those that are on Facebook Live. I have Pastor Ray Lyons. Praise God. He, tell us a little bit about your school right quick, man of God. We got about 2 minutes left.
Amen.
A little bit about your church right
quick. Okay, thank you. God has blessed my wife and myself to start a school. We've been in operation since 2014. It's called the Greater, it's called the Pillar of Hope Academy, Christian Academy. We have a couple of campuses right here in Cocoa, 200 Forest Avenue, and we have an overflow campus, 966 North Cocoa Boulevard. It's from kindergarten to 12th grade, a Christian academy. We have Christian core values, and we are even a little bit old school. We have corporal punishment in place because we follow the rules and instructions of the Bible, because if you spare the rod, you spoil that child. And although we have the children, they still belong to God. We also I have our church located at 966 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suites 3 and 4. It's Greater Faith in Christ Ministries. If you're ever in the area, if you don't have a church home, or if you're free to visit, please come visit with us. Sunday service times is 11 a.m. Let me backpedal a little bit. We have not Bible study. What do they call it? Sunday school, 9:30 a.m.
Amen. Amen. All right. You'll be hearing from him on the Tuesday broadcast. Stay tuned. Those that are on Facebook, stay tuned. All right. God bless you.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI 57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless.
Welcome
you
to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, many Christians have probably encountered a friend or coworker especially resistant to the gospel, or maybe they've been confronted by an aggressive cult member. Well, Jesus' words in Matthew 7:6 come to mind, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine." Now, is that verse really talking about how to deal with people who are hostile to the gospel?
Yes, it does teach us how to deal with people who are hostile to the gospel. It doesn't tell us how to deal with people who are open, people who are interested, people who are willing to listen. But it does warn us not to waste our efforts on the avowed, staunch, fixed enemies of the gospel. Jesus ran into them, didn't he, in his life? They had names, Pharisees, scribes. They were the enemies of the truth. They were the enemies of the gospel. They were the enemies of Jesus Christ, who pressed him all the way to death at the hands of the Romans. What our Lord is saying is that when someone is determined to reject the gospel, when they're fixed in their rejection, what is the point in throwing to them holy truth, glorious truth? Because they're just going to tear it up and trample it under their feet. We may not meet people like that very often. Most people may be at least initially open to the gospel. For them, we want to be sure we give the message lovingly and carefully.
You're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the book of Matthew, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.